following is a KTCK sports presentation.
It bores me to tears to hear other people sing stuff like that. But I'm interested enough to go see him. Because from what I've been reading, we're getting ready to read something from the New York Post. This is heavy in the show.
His solo stuff?
Yeah. Faces tunes. He plays everything. Not just, he just doesn't get up there sipping on a martini in his tux. Now, he does go through costume changes.
Oh, really?
Yes, several. His shtick is, the first set is all this stuff. All his rocking stuff. I mean, he comes out, like in Toronto a couple days ago. He started out with Forever Young, Young Turks, and Some Guys Have All the Luck. But then he starts getting boozy.
Booze?
And he starts kicking soccer balls out in the crowd.
Boozy.
And he starts, you know, he sings Hot Legs, and he's kicking his feet around and goose-stepping all over the stage, so.
Then he changes into a fur vest and has a punt, pass, and kick contest on stage.
It's The Hardline, featuring Mike Reiner.
What do you want to get into? What are we doing?
Greg the Hammer Williams. Also starring Danny Paul.
I am so hungover.
Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, and Corby Davidson as the Cobra. So sit back, relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hardline.
Three, two, and one, kick it.
The Hardline.
3:23 is the time. 23 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. The AM tuner is on AM Sports Radio, 1310 AM, The Ticket. And this is The Hardline. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. Well, it is Tuesday, and we have prepared for your edification another day of sports and all that that implies.
Bastardized version of the show today, though. We're missing somebody.
Right. We have a substitute today.
I'm here.
Hello.
Corby's here.
Kevin Scott's on hand.
Kevin, are you there?
Greg, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah. That means you're here.
Yes, I'm here.
And I'm looking over there, and Psycho Dave seems to be present.
Yes, he's at the helm.
Danny?
I'm assuming it's not on the Trafico front. We are anticipating the arrival of Barb Smith this afternoon, are we not?
As soon as she can get here and dropping the kids off.
Right. And
Danny, are you
Rick
there?
Rick Honeycutt is manning the barbecue pit. Miss Fugazi's running the service elevator. And Dave in Acquisitions is standing right outside the door.
Danny?
What Danny? About Danny?
Danny? Oh, he must be here.
No, not really.
And screw you're not? The P1.
That's right. He has taken his screw the P1 and gone home.
Finally got that record deal.
Actually, it's probably just withdrawals.
Jaundice.
Yeah, he's just having to dry out for a few days.
Could be the clap.
It's jaundice.
Don't rule that out.
Brought on by cirrhosis.
I think he wants to get everything right for the Club Dada gig this Saturday night that he's got.
And you have too.
So.
By the way, who's playing first?
I believe Sorter is.
Oh, you're headlining.
Well, I don't know about that.
Aren't you? You're playing last. You're headlining.
Are you?
Well, yes, you are. That's a great point, but I'm going to come back with yes.
All right, I'm standing by that point. Are you really?
Well, now you back me into a corner with your argumentative ways.
And that's right.
I can't even respond to it.
So Danny's at the free clinic.
Right. He's yes, at the he free is. Clinic.
Getting a shot for the clap.
What is the free clinic? Those who don't have health care? I always heard on...
I think it's for, like, what's it, communicable diseases?
Communicable?
Yeah, communicable.
I think it's run by the county.
And run by the county.
People who don't got a lot of money.
Well, didn't you always hear on Good Times, they were always referring to...
Well, that's because they were poor. The Evans family was poor. They didn't have health insurance.
Back in the hippie days,
mm-hmm.
in places where there were large hippie colonies, they had the free clinic there.
Then keep the clap under control.
Right, where you can go in and get that treated.
And plus, if you ever, like, you know, get some kind of STD, then you can go there and be very anonymous. You wouldn't want to go to your regular doctor. Hey, doctor, check out this clap.
Especially
clap
you
off.
Or me. I don't want my mom giving me a shot for herpes. Nor do you.
Exactly.
God.
Think about going, it's kind of like going to the DMV, except you're afflicted by pins and needles. Basically what it is.
Well, anyway, he's not with us today. He's gone home. He was up here and tried to give it a go, but decided the thing for him to do would be to get on out of here. So he did. His first missed day in 5 years, he says.
Really?
Yeah.
And can it really be classified as a total missed day since he was here?
He left before 3. So, yes.
But he did the open. He did the run sheets.
Right.
It's about all he ever does anyway.
So, exactly. That's my point. I'm going to count this as a present day.
Well, in his stead, we have Mike Turley today.
Badass!
Hello, boys.
Hi, Michael.
How you guys doing?
Now, everybody knows Mike Turley. Explain to us all exactly what it is you do around here, because
I know it's gonads.
I know it takes place after 7 o'clock, and I'm not terribly interested in anything
I'm
up
Big
here
Dick.
That takes place after that hour.
I pretty much produce the WAC, Wild Ass Circus, with Richard Hunter, and then after that, there's the Tim Matthews Show.
Still?
So, yeah, oh, it's still around, barely.
What time is that over with?
Midnight.
By the way, do you have to take his puss suit to get it cleaned, or does
Which
he do
one?
It himself?
Both of them?
No, Tim's.
Well, both of them actually have one.
For wussing out on because he didn't want to get his hair cut. I mean, are you in charge of the puss suit? Or
No, I'm not, no. But, Richard, you got to remember, Big Dick's got one, too, because he's vain about his hair also.
Is he ever?
Boy, he sure is.
So you're here.
How can you be vain about hair when you dye it red and orange and blue?
You're here from, like, 3 until midnight?
Yeah, that's usually my schedule.
3 to midnight.
Wow.
I can barely do 3 to 7.
I know. He's here sometimes before I get here.
It depends if we have an interview in the afternoon or something.
A long time after you've left, too.
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, when I was going to bed last night, I was setting my alarm, and I checked the volume, and it was, like, close to 11, and I swear I heard Richard on. Maybe it was a little after 10. And Richard was still on.
I'm Big Dick. Probably mixing with Tim, yeah.
Oh, okay, and I was like, God, he is still on the radio. That sucks.
Well, he's only on for 2 hours. From 8 to 10.
It seemed like I'd been off forever, you know? Like, I'd gotten so much accomplished in those 3 hours.
Now, who's on the Tim Matthews Show these days with him?
Idiot Mike.
No, Idiot Mike isn't around. It's Joey.
Oh, Joey?
Yes. Yeah, Joey.
I like Joey.
He sticks around. He's this failing actor.
He's not failing. He gets a lot of parts.
Well, they're very small parts.
Well, still, though, he's not failing.
How many parts are you getting, Turley?
I'm not trying.
Okay.
If I was trying, maybe I'd get some. But.
Well, Turley is a very dedicated...
He is.
And he's very devoted employee.
I've always said that Turley's underrated around here.
I think he is.
I've always championed your cause, Turley.
I appreciate that.
And I have, too. And we're going to be scrutinizing your fine work today.
You know, we may be looking for a new producer.
Line.
You never can tell.
Hey, ever hear of Wally Pipp?
Yeah.
You know, so maybe, you know, you'd like to move up. Because let's face it.
You do have your eyes on that, don't you?
I mean, everything,
oh, I do.
Everything after 7 o'clock, sorry, but that's the minor leagues. This right here, this is big time radio right here, 3 to 7. We are big market. We are big time.
And at 4:10 today on this big market, big time radio program, you will hear entertainment news for you. At 5:30, you will hear the Ranch Report. At 5:50, we will listen to some very, very special audio of the Caught a Snake on television yesterday. At 6:30, we have a movie review because Moose Watching is a sport.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and when it comes to movies, mm-hmm, this is the show.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But coming up next, we have a little bit of notable death action to clear up, and we will get to that next here on The Ticket.